From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. If Hurricane Rita was not the catastrophe many feared, it was still a devastating storm. Among the areas hardest hit were the coastal parishes of southwestern Louisiana. There, a wall of water flooded isolated fishing villages, leaving those who tried to wait out the storm stranded on their rooftops. Some residents flooded out by Rita moved toward safer ground in small boats or on horseback. Beth Vertig of member station KRVS is in Abbeville in Vermilion Parish along the coast. And Beth, is the rescue effort over in that parish?
It does appear to be over right now. There were teams of rescue workers over the weekend helping people get out of areas that were flooded on Saturday. These were people who defied a mandatory evacuation order for whatever reason, because they were far south and close to the Gulf. And for some reasons, people told me they thought that it wasn't going to be so bad, or they didn't have any place else to go. Suddenly, they woke up on Saturday after thinking that they had survived this hurricane and saw floodwaters surrounding their homes. And so they had to be taken out by boat or by helicopter, and they seem to have finished that up last night. It was probably less than 200 people. It was about 150 on Saturday were taken out, and then a few more yesterday. And they're telling me today in the parish that they think that rescue effort is over.
And where have these people gone?
Well, that's the issue. There's not a lot of place to go right now in Louisiana. The state has already absorbed so many evacuees from Hurricane Katrina. A lot of these people have family nearby, and they told me that they would be staying with family. There are shelters that are opening as well. It's just a very difficult situation because on Friday, Kathleen Blanco said that about 150,000 people evacuated southwestern Louisiana, and at that time she was asking FEMA to help fly people to shelters in other states because there just aren't that many places open. But they have opened a few to take people, including in Lafayette, where I've been based.
Beth, tell us what you've been able to find out about this parish and what people do there. If you look at a map, you see very few towns and a lot of bayou.
It's bayou country. I mean, this is Cajun country. The bayous are marshlands, and, you know, there's always been a sort of tenuous boundary between the water and the land here, and there's a lot of farmland, cattle, shrimping villages. There's a shrimping community called Delcom, which has practically been destroyed. And the sheriff of Vermilion Parish told me that he thinks maybe 30% of the homes here were destroyed. This is a parish with about 50,000 people.
And those industries, presumably, the shrimping industry, cattle industry, would have taken a huge hit.
I think anybody working here took a huge hit. I mean, it's not a very wealthy community, and people probably didn't have insurance.
Now, Beth, you've also been up to Lafayette, Louisiana today. How is that city able to handle all of these evacuees?
Well, Lafayette is doing the best it can. This is a city of about 110,000 people, and they have already absorbed 40,000 evacuees from Hurricane Katrina. Now, those evacuees are scattered throughout the parish, staying with friends, family, wherever. There was a shelter at the Cajun Dome, the sports arena at the University of Louisiana, that had about 800 or 900 people. They were evacuated to Shreveport on Thursday, right before the storm, because they feared the roof of the sports arena would leak. So they took them up to Shreveport, and then over the weekend started getting new evacuees from Rita, from Vermilion Parish, where I am, and areas as far west as Texas. I met some evacuees from Texas, from Lake Charles, who had come to the convention center next door to the Cajun Dome that I described, and they're now processing a whole new evacuation shelter for evacuees from Rita. They have about 600 right now, and they're gearing up to reopen the Cajun Dome later this week for the evacuees from Katrina. And there are some people in the state who are already referring to this as Katrita.
Beth, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Beth Vertig of member station KRVS speaking with us from Abbeville, Louisiana. That's in Vermilion Parish.